भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from 8th Canto, Chapter 23, Text 15. Sri Suka Uvacha. Kutastat Karma Vaishamyam. Yasya Karmeshwaro Bhavan. Yagyesho Yagya Purusa. Sarva Bhavena Pujita. Sri Suka Vacha. Sri Sukracharya said, Kuta, where is that? Tat, of him, Bali Maharaj. Karma Vaisamyam, discrepancy in discharging fruitive activities. Yasya, of whom, Bali Maharaj. Karma Ishwara, the master of all fruitive activities. Bhavan, your lordship. Yasya Isha, you are the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Yagya Purusa, you are the person for whose pleasure all sacrifices are offered. Sarva Bhavena, in all respects, Punjita, having worshipped. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. Sukracharya said, My Lord, you are the enjoyer and lawgiver in all performances of sacrifice, and you are the Yajna Purusha, the person to whom all sacrifices are offered. If one has fully satisfied you, where is the chance of discrepancies or faults in his performance of sacrifice? Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 5.29, the Lord says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. The Lord, the Supreme Proprietor, is the actual person to be satisfied by the performance of yagyas. The Vishnu Puranas, 3rd Canto, 8th Chapter, Text 9 says, Varnasaraman acharvata purushena para puman Vishnur aradhyate pantha nanyatat tosak karanam. All the Vedic literatures, ritualistic sacrifices are performed for the purpose of satisfying Lord Vishnu, the Yajna Purusha. The divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Any other category left out? Are we all awake? Good. Are all meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. To act according to this principle of the Varnashram institution is called Varnashram Acharan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text 13, Suta Goswami says, Atta Pumbi Dvija Sreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasa Swanusthitasya Dharmasya Sam Siddhir Haritosanam. This last sloka, last part of the sloka, Sam Siddhir Haritosanam, is something that I will request all of you remember. Sam Siddhi Haritosanam. I'll explain in a few minutes why. Of best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties according to the caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Everything is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, since Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Lord, he had no faults, and Sukracharya admitted that cursing him was not a good idea. Everyone can recite with me.
Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Visesa Sunyavadi Prachatadesa Karine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everyone loud and clear, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat. Shukracharya said, you are the enjoyer and lawgiver in all performances of sacrifice, and you are the Yajna Purusha, the person to whom all sacrifices are offered. If one has fully satisfied you, where is the chance of discrepancies or faults in his performances of sacrifices? We sing every morning, right? When we stand in front of Prabhupada, in the last line we sing is Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado Yasya prasadad nagati kutopi Dhyayam stuvam stasya Yasya sthi sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanavindam. The whole Granth, the whole Bhagavatam is to do with the mercy of spiritual leaders. And today also, we are hearing the pastimes of Bali Maharaj, and now Prahlad Maharaj has appeared, the demigods have appeared, some wonderful things are happening. And the Supreme Lord has appeared himself also. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, he is so merciful. In every lecture that you listen, he gives you, one way or another, he gives you something that you can cling on to. No? He gives you some direction, he gives you some advice, he gives you some instructions, whereby we can cling on to something on a daily basis and keep on progressing. No? So this morning I was listening to one of his lectures, and he says that if you have any affection for your spiritual master, then finish your business in this lifetime. That lecture is very nice. Actually, that is the title of the lecture. But he is basically giving in some of one of his, do not waste your life. Don't live like cats and dogs or monkeys or animals. Yeah? Don't waste your life. This is a great opportunity for all of us. So here, we can see this whole subject matter is Vamandev, Bali Maharaj, giving charity, demons, and devatas or the demigods, fighting all the time. You know? And then every now and again Vishnu has to appear to bring truth, peace. You know? So even in the higher planetary system, it is very obvious that there is no happiness as such. There's always something going on. And then somebody is being cursed and somebody is being blessed. Right? And every day, if you look at it, we are also experiencing some curses are coming and some blessings are coming. For example, if you offend a Sudra, he'll get upset, he'll yell at you, and he'll curse you by yelling at you. If you please a Sudra, he'll do all your donkey work for you. You know, the same person can give you a curse and blessing. You know, simple, simple language. You know, if you upset a Vaishya, you know, Vaishyas are normally, they are business-minded people, you know. So, if you are on the wrong side, they will make a deal with you whereby you will make a great loss, a curse. On the contrary, if you make a good deal with a businessman, if you make friends with a businessman, then you'll get blessings. You know, he'll give you better profit than you can imagine. You know? Right? Kshatriya, wow. Okay? Get on the wrong side of a Kshatriya, you could lose an arm, you could lose a leg, or you could even lose your neck. Right? On the contrary, all the Kshatriyas on our border are doing amazing blessings for us that we can't even see. You know? Curse and blessings, this is going on in the material universe, not just on this planet. And if you got on the wrong side of a Brahmana, right? You know, what happened to Parikshit Maharaj? He was cursed. 7 days you have, man. Get out of here. You have 7 days to leave your body. It was actually an indirect blessing. Because he was such a great king. You know, Karna got on the wrong side of Parshuram, he got cursed. Parshuram in one way is considered to be like Mahabrahmana. You know. On the other side, he also got on the wrong side of a small time Brahmana and he also got cursed. That one day you will not be able to move the wheel of your chariot. And then Parshuram is cursing one day when you need this science at the peak of your life, you will forget everything. You will not even be able to chant one mantra. Not even one word of the mantra. See? How the curse and blessings are functioning. So we have to see that we have a choice actually. We actually have a choice, right? Prabhupada has been so merciful. He has given us a choice. He has given all of us a choice to make a decision as to whether we want to go in the direction, in the zone where we get blessings, or we go in the direction whereby we will be cursed. We are already cursed in the sense that we appeared in this material world. We are suffering. We are hanging upside down in some womb of a mother for 9 months. If you see what it means to be in a womb for 9 months, you know, you will have nightmares. Every day look at it once. Then you will chant your rounds so much more sincerely and seriously. You know? So Radha Govind Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he is explaining that when you are dealing with asuras, they are very unsteady in their decisions, in their mind. You know. And when you are dealing with devotees, they are so much more fixed, like Srila Prabhupada was so fixed. And he gave us the directions whereby we can also become so fixed. Radha Govind Maharaj is giving an example that asuras are so unfixed and gives the example of Kansa. One moment he is so excited, my sister is getting married. You know, he becomes a chariot driver, right? And he's riding, he's all excited, he's all jubilant. Next moment he hears Akashvani, some sound vibrations from the universe. Kansa! You know, your death is destined by the eighth child of this woman. Immediately gets off, he wants to kill his own sister. This is asura. Changes his mind immediately. Yeah. Same thing we experience, politicians throughout the world. You go to their offices, they'll promise you the universe. You're lucky if you get anything, even a tiny coin at the end of the day. Asuras. The world is full of asuras wherever you go. So therefore, from here we can also understand Shukracharya is cursing Bali Maharaj. He knows Krishna is standing there. Just think, he knows Krishna is standing there. And what a big blunder he's dropping. He's telling, no, no. Don't give him. Don't give him what he's asking for. No? We are so fortunate, we are in Vrindavan, here. This Vrindavan, Braj Bhumi, is a very, very special place. This is the only place Why Krishna exhibits his extraordinary four qualities, right? Four qualities that he exhibits in Braj only, other than Golok Dham. The universe is so big, he doesn't go and exhibit these qualities, you know. Just like when he plays the flute, you know, go to the Venugith, go to text chapter 21, and read through there the explanation that's given. And you go to high level of understanding, you see, when Krishna plays the flute, it's amazing. It's said that even a dry branch of the tree will immediately give out green leaves. Birds by nature have this ability, gift, that when they go to sleep at night on the tree, they have a grip. So when they are snoozing, the grip is so strong that they will not fall off, you know. If we try to climb a tree, you know what's going to happen, right? And then he says, when they hear the flute of Krishna, the birds will cling on that branch and they will close their eyes and they will listen as if they are doing meditation. They are listening to the flute of Krishna. Yamuna river will cease. It says that anything that is char becomes achar and anything that is achar becomes chara. That means anything that is non-moving becomes moving and anything that is moving literally becomes non-moving. Yamuna is flowing, see, he is the flute, and immediately the sea freezes. Just see the magic of this great personality. A cow and a calf. Calf is drinking the milk. And as soon as they hear the flute of Krishna, they immediately freeze. Calf is like this, and calf, the ears, they say, become like big balls. They just want to listen to Krishna's flute. Try to kind of conceive how fortunate we are. We are in where? Vrindavan. This place is so unique that Krishna is performing such wonderful pastimes here. You know, if you look at all his four qualities and go into details, it is so wonderful. So wonderful that you will just not want to move away from Vrindavan at all. It is said that every particle of the Braj Raj is chanting and dancing. It's just that we are not able to see because we have not got to this stage. So if we choose to get the blessings, there's great fortune ahead for us. On the contrary, you know, if we choose to be ignorant, if we choose to cheat ourselves, then we fall into the zone of Sukracharya, in the zone of Karna, in the zone of many other asuras. You know? And then we'll have to suffer. No. That is why here Krishna or Vishnu is personally asking Sukracharya this question. The question before that here, you know. And then Sukracharya is answering that actually there is no default. Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. You know, tan, man, dan and atmanivedanam. You know, everything that he has, he is surrendering. You know? There is a nice shloka here by Nanda Maharaj where he is explaining to Uddhava. We all know that Uddhava was known as the Gyan Gutari Maharaj, you know, he's like so knowledgeable. But Krishna sends him to Vrindavan, why? So that he can experience some prema bhakti, you know. And, where is it? Nanda Maharaj is personally saying to Uddhava that may our mental functions always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. May our words always chant his names, and may our bodies always bow down to him. And then he says, wherever we are made to wander about in this world, the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions of our fruity work, may our good works and charities always grant us love for Krishna. This is Nanda Maharaj saying this to Uddhava.
He could actually talk about Krishna's pastime. Why is talking to Uddhava like this? He starts with this discussion. Discussion and goes into further on Krishna's pastimes. But here he's coming to Uddhava's level first. And he's talking about the love for Krishna, the importance for Krishna. Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita is telling us that what Shukracharya is saying here, that there is no default. You know, once you surrender to Krishna, then you are under his full blessings. What is Krishna saying in 927, 928? He says, Yat karosi yad asnasi yas jujosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kunteya tat kuruswa madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerities you perform, do that as son of Kunti as an offering unto me. Krishna is personally saying that to us. And Prabhupada gives a very nice paragraph here that it is our duty to mold our life in such a way that we will never forget Krishna under any circumstances. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together. And Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic activities. And therefore, he recommends, do it for me. In the next text, he says, Subha Subha. Sub means auspicious, asub means inauspicious. Phaler evam mokshaye karma bandhanai sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukta mam upasyasi. In this way, you will be freed from the bondage to work and its auspiciousness and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. Same thing. Now Shukracharya is saying that yes, surrendering to you is the topmost thing. Krishna is also saying thing. If you surrender unto me, this is the topmost thing. No? He's explaining. Prabhupada is saying, Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam, that everything ultimately goes to Krishna. Therefore, we must endeavor to follow Prabhupada's instruction, whereby he says that if you have any affection for your spiritual master, you must endeavor sincerely to finish your business. That means to stop the cycle of samsara again and again, coming again, going again. Stop it for once and all. That's what he's saying. You know. Give you one example, wonderful example, a living example in our day and age. So one devotee was coming from North India and he was coming to Vrindavan on a train. And then he sits in his two-tire comfortable place and he sees this, you know, elderly person, just very simple, and he has little trunk and he has no ticket. So he comes and he puts his trunk and he sits on the trunk. He's also traveling the same distance. The devotee doesn't think much about it, but he sees that somebody is very simple. So the ticket collector is coming and he's also going through checking. And when he comes to this person, he sees the simplicity of this person, he doesn't tell him to get off the train. Later on, the devotee sees next day is Prabhupada is giving initiations here, and the same person who was sitting on the trunk is here taking initiation. He's come all the way to take initiation. Suddenly the devotee gets realization that simplicity is so useful, so important. And what was the name of that devotee? I forget his name. Anyway, he became one of our spiritual masters. And what was his name in Bhuvaneshwar, Maharaj? Gorgoin Swami, yes. He becomes Gorgoin Swami. And amazingly, he was the only person. Normally in ISKCON we have a standard, 40 minutes lecture and then you have to stop. But when Gorgoin Swami gave lecture, even Mayapur, he would speak for like 3 hours. And you could sit there hearing pin drop silence because his lectures were so intense that nobody wanted to move. Not even any GBCs would ask him to move. He was just so well spoken. However, he showed by example, this example, that by living by the standard the spiritual master has given us, by living by the standard that Krishna is asking us to follow. One day, many years back, he was sitting in Mayapur in a room with a group of devotees and he was glorifying Lord Jagannath. It was time, it was Gopunima time coming up, and he was glorifying Lord Jagannath that time in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And he was saying, Lord Jagannath is so merciful. If you call upon him, he will come and save you. He will come and take care of you. And then he said, Jagannath! Like just like that. And then his soul left the body. There and then, just like. Living example, you know. That is the power of following the instructions of your spiritual master. That is the power of that what we may call the true affection for your spiritual master, that you take everything literally very seriously, every moment of our life very seriously. You follow Prabhupada's instructions very seriously. In this way, you know, Gaur Govind Swami showed by example, he lived with simplicity, he preached intensively, he followed everything, you know, thoroughly. Everything, mind, body, everything was engaged totally in Krishna's service. We had good fortune to serve him in Delhi temple when I was constructing the Delhi temple. Just amazing personality. When you see somebody like that, they become like touchstones. They touch you, you know, for the rest of your life. Just the way they speak, the way they live with simplicity, and then when they depart from this world, they also depart by example, you know. The other day I received this little video clipping of Mother Pisima, you know, Prabhupada's sister living the planet, and she was very sick, and there were several Bengali ladies taking care of them, and then one Prabhupada disciple, American devotee Mataji, Ananga Manjari Mataji, she was taking care of her. So she had learned some Bengali words and she was talking to her, and then gradually over a few days Pisima stopped talking. No? But every time she would say to her in Bengali, are you remembering Krishna and are you remembering Prabhupada? And she would go, hmm. Right. So she was conscious, but she was not speaking. No? And then finally, Ananga Manjari Mataji, she was sitting there, and then Pisima opened her eyes to indicate that now I'm leaving. And this is what she sees. She sees Prabhupada is coming, and she sees Pisima is leaving her body. She sees her subtle body leaving. And then Prabhupada is holding her hand and taking her. Prabhupada says, you follow the discipline I have given you. You be strict in your sadhana bhakti. I will come and hold you by your hand and take you. This is Prabhupada's promise to us. This was an example to show us that he came to take his sister's soul. Then, when Prabhupada and Pisima left, when the body was laid down, normally, you know, body starts decaying. The body was glowing. So now, this Mataji is thinking, I'm definitely hallucinating. This cannot be true. Just as she's thinking of that, two Prabhupada disciples come into the room, and one disciple is whispering to the other one, it's amazing, look, her body is glowing. So that was a confirmation to that Mataji that you are not hallucinating. This is a reality. Sometimes wonderful things like this will happen to devotees because Krishna is so merciful. The spiritual master is amazingly merciful. He goes out of his way to come and save. You know, just like Bilwa Mangal Thakur, if you study his past times, you see, in his previous life, he was a very saintly person, but he defaulted a little, and then he was born in an aristocratic family. So somehow or another, he deviated again, and he got connected to a prostitute. But in the explanation there, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that at a certain stage, when that rain is coming and the river is flowing, and he struggles to get to his, you know, destination, the prostitute is telling him, and the explanation that is given is that the spiritual master is speaking through that prostitute and telling Bilwa Mangala that the intense love you have to get to me, if you just wonder, if you had the same intensity and love for Krishna, you would not have to suffer like this. You know? And he gets a realization. He gets that realization. Immediately he drops everything. You know? And then he becomes Bilva Mangal, the devotee, no? The great devotee. We all, I repeat again, we all have this opportunity. It's in our hands. Either we stay cursed or we choose to be blessed. No? The blessings are there for all of us. It's entirely in our hands. You know? Don't fall in the category of asuras. Don't fall into the category of Kamsaloka or Sukracharya. Because Sukracharya was very fortunate that because of Prahlad Maharaj's presence, and then Indra comes and Brahma comes and Vishnu himself, so he gets purified. You know, once you are in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you immediately get purified. But we have to endeavor. And our endeavor is not that difficult. Our endeavor is simply follow Prabhupada's instructions sincerely. You know? Respect and appreciate Braj Dham, Vrindavan. This is a very, very special part of the planet. You know? And if we follow this and we respectfully, you know, follow all the guidance instructions, the blessings are flowing. Prabhupada has said this. One person consistently asked me, Prabhupada, give me blessings. Prabhupada didn't say anything. Prabhupada, please give me blessings. This one congregation member. Prabhupada said, finally said, my blessings are my instructions. If you follow my instructions, you will get my blessings. So, let us all endeavor sincerely. You know, help each other, compliment each other, and follow Prabhupada's instructions. You know, and be blessed. Thank you all very much. We have a few minutes if anyone has a question or a comment. Question is that asuras, they are suffering, right? And then in this place Krishna is giving blessings, so how they are suffering? In one respect, if you look at it, they have to go to Sutala Loka. You see? Sutala Loka is not exactly an exciting place to live in. There is no sunlight, for example. You know, so everyone is seeing the glow of the monies on the head of the snakes, and that is your sunlight. You know? So exactly, it's not a great place to go to. And he is sent there for some time. He's getting the blessings that, okay, you'll have all the comforts of life. Even Prahlad Maharaj will go, you'll have all the comforts of life. But later on, you will come to the planet, which is at a higher level, where you will actually relish, you know, the spirituality. And you relish the freedom. Because if for example, something happens here and we catch a thief, for example, right? And then we decide not to beat him up, we decide not to shave him up, but we lock him up in a room and say, we'll give you nice prasadam to eat, we'll give you, you know, a japa mala you can chant, we'll also give you a light, we'll give you a fan. It's not actually a blessing, you know. It appears like, well, we did him a favor, and then hand him over to the police, but in reality, you're locked up. So when you go to the lower planetary systems, you're also locked up. Although you may have all the facilities, but those facilities are not really the facilities, or anywhere in comparison, they cannot even be compared to the facilities you have in Golok Dham. You know, where this eternal bliss is there. It's like absolutely your unflinching connection and service to Krishna. Yeah. So, although Bali Maharaj, his kingdom was taken away, his position was taken away, he was given something, but in reality, if you look at it, it's not a blessing. It may appear to be a blessing. He is given a chance whereby he will then come up again. You know? Krishna is giving him blessings, but it's not the blessings that you can go and be like the gopis, for example, you know, or the personal eternal associates of Krishna whenever he comes, or the gopas, gopis, sakhas, sakis, you know, even the parrots. Their blessings are the real blessings, because wherever Krishna go, they go. So we want to endeavor to go where Krishna is, not be stuck in some Sutala Loka or this Loka or that Loka, because ultimately these are all temporary places. As long as you are in a temporary place, you only live in illusion because you have so much opulence. But in reality, it's a curse because it comes to an end. Whenever Lord Shiva does his dance, everything is annihilated. So, what kind of blessing is that? You think that's a real blessing? I don't. Hare Krishna.
Just like Jaya and Jaya, they will go of Lord Vishnu and they will curse for the demons. And after the demons, they are three first, they have to go back to
the see, can you repeat the first part? I didn't catch the first part.
Jaya and Vijay.
Jaya Vijay, okay. All right.
They will go to the of Lord and they will curse the demons for 3 months. So after 3 months, they have to go to the same spiritual world. And
yes.
After this, they have been the spiritual world, now they will go to
the see. We have a tendency to look at things from our vision. That is our first default. So it's like in a mathematics, you know, you're going to do an exam. If the very first step you get your first, you know, line wrong, instead of doing 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, your mind is thinking of 1 times 1 and you write 1, so immediately your first step is wrong. So when the first step is wrong, every other step is not going to be right. Even the result, although you may follow the formula, in 20 steps you may get the solution, but the solution will also be wrong. No? So same way, because we don't have that blessings, we think, oh, Jay and Vijay are like us. Jay and Vijay are not like us. They are eternal associates. So they are chosen by Krishna to come and perform pastimes. You know, and these pastimes they are chosen because only they can fight with Krishna. You know, if anyone of us had to fight with Krishna, you take a blade of grass and it will be gone. Right? So therefore, it is important that we see from a perspective, a spiritual perspective, who they are, who we are, what their consciousness is, what our consciousness is, how they are blessed, and how we should not get cursed by doing 1 plus 1 equals 2, you know, 1. It is important that we understand who they are, we are, and that how we can get blessings from their pastors. Even Hiranyakasipu is there, but Lord Narsingadev is coming, you know. So it's not just a small thing. It's amazingly a unique thing. Whenever do you see a half man and half a lion in this planet? Can you find me one? You'll see lions, yes. You'll see them in different colors. You'll see white lions if you go to Washington, for example. No? But you won't see half man and half lion anywhere. So from that we can understand that these are extraordinary exhibitions, extraordinary leelas. And from that we should see what is it that we can get so that we can be blessed. Thank you all so much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.